Hi everyone, welcome back to day two. And we learned that last time. Okay, Asher has a problem with saving money just like us.
Ooh.
Okay, because Polly wanted to ask him to go to the movies, but he doesn't have money anymore.
Ooh. 所以还记不记得前一天就是 Polly 说哎 Asher 要不要去看电影可是 Asher 我们才发现他跟我们一样 He's terrible、Oops. at saving money He spent all his money His、Uh-oh. Money is gone
That's right And then Polly's like What? How come? You just got paid、
mm.
So she says You know what? She's gonna help him out Because she's、oh. gonna help him save money By making、oh. a money saving calendar
真的假的那我跟 Tiffany 应该就有救啦不过呢我其实觉得 Polly, you could have just treated him.
Oh, that's right.
You could buy him the movie ticket. Oh, just
poor guy.
就请他去唱。可能 Asher 就是没有很帅吧。Okay, well, 好啦回到正题。Me and Tiffany, we are going to learn how to save money. So let's check out today's article.
Save money with this DIY calendar.
Do you have 32 paper cups?
Yep.
Okay, on each cup, write a number from 1 to 31.
What should I do with the extra cup?
We don't need to use it yet.
They prepare the cups.
Now glue the cups to this piece of cardboard.
Do I put them in order?
Yes. Start with number 1. Put 7 cups in each row, and the extra cup in the last row.
They finish making the calendar.
How much money can you spend each day?
About 400 NT dollars.
Then put 400 NT dollars in each cup. If you spend less than that, put the rest of the money in the extra cup.
I get it. This is a great way to save money.
Word power!
Cup. Cup.The waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee. The waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee. Extra, extra. You can stay at our house tonight. We have an extra room.You can stay at our house tonight. We have an extra room. Glue, 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 glued, glued. Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter. Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter.Row, row. Aliza is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom. Aliza is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom. Okay, so we're going to learn how to make our money-saving calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Polly says, do you have 32 paper cups?
Mm.
And then Asher says, yep.
Oh.
Now, yep here just means yes.
Mm.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, so 一开始 Polly 就问到啦，诶，你有32个纸杯吗？诶，这时候 Asher 就说 yep, 就是有的跟 yes 是差不多意思。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, paper cups.
Yeah, we saw the word cup here.
Mm-hmm.
That's our word power word. It's spelled C-U-P, cup.So a cup is a noun, and it is a small, round container that has a handle, and you could put drinks inside, such as tea or coffee. For example, we can say, the waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee. The waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee.
Cup.就是杯子的意思哦 A coffee cup 当然就是咖啡杯、mm-hmm. 那刚刚我们提到的是 a paper cup 那其实呢还有 plastic cup 有时候我们还有塑胶杯、
right.
可是感觉比较不环保哦、
mm.
OK 那我们如果要问说诶你每天可能喝几杯咖啡好了 How、mm-hmm. many cups of coffee do you drink each day?
I probably drink about one cup of coffee、
oh,
each
good,
day
That's good,、
mm-hmm.
没有太多 okay,、
yeah.
要不然 you might have sleeping problems
Exactly、
okay. 那刚刚的例句我们看到的是 服务生，就是 waiter， 他把杯子装了一些热咖啡， filled the cup， 就是把它装满这样的意思。
Sounds amazing. All right, so next the article says, Polly says, okay, on each cup, write a number from 1 to 31.Okay, so we're going to take the paper cups and write numbers on it.
Okay, 所以他就说，诶，那把数字从一到三十一写在这个杯子上面。But there are like 32 cups, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why Asher says, what should I do with the extra cup?
对呀，所以 Asher 就也跟我一样发现说，诶，那这个多出来的杯子，记不记得前面说要32个纸杯？那多出来这个杯子要怎么办呢？
Right. Now, when you have something more than, we say extra. So, it's also a word power word. It's spelled E-X-T-R-A, extra.
Extra.
Extra is an adjective and it means more than usual or more than what you need. Now, extra is usually put in front of a noun. So, for example, we can say, can you get extra fries, please? Or...Mom brought an extra pair of shoes for the trip. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, you can stay at our house tonight. We have an extra room. You can stay at our house tonight. We have an extra room.
Extra 就是额外的，它是个形容词，所以后面通常我们是接一个名词哦。像是呢a sandwich with extra mayonnaise.
Ooh,
听起来好像会胖。
Yeah, okay, I think it
加了很多的这个额外的美乃滋。或者是 she got a part-time job to earn some extra money.
Hard worker.
对呀、或者有时候你可能去住一个饭店，结果你就发现说 wow, 太棒了 there's no extra charge for breakfast.
Amazing.
所以早餐是不用钱，是附加的哦。OK, 那回到刚刚的例句，就是说，哎，你今天晚上可以住我们家哦 ，because we have an extra room, 你没有多余的房间。
That's right, you're more than welcome to stay at my house whenever.
Okay, cool. Can I come tonight?
Of course.
Cool.
All right. So next, Polly says we don't need to use it yet. Okay. So yes, we still need the 32 cups, but we'll save it for later.
好怪哦。所以他说好，我们还不需要用到它，所以待会我们就会卖个关子，到底。它是用来干嘛的哦
Okay, but let's first take a look at the steps. Now, we see here the scenario, they're preparing the cups. So remember, preparing the cups means they're writing the numbers from 1 to 31. Okay, next, Polly says, now, glue the cups to this piece of cardboard. Okay, what is a cardboard? Well, it's basically a kind of stiff and thick kind of paper. We see it very often in boxes. So the things our boxes are made out of, those are called cardboard.
OK, 所以好啦，他们现在就帮这个杯子准备好，就是可能开始写这个号一到三十一的哦。然后呢 ，Polly 就说现在将杯子粘在这个纸板上。这里的 cardboard 就是纸板。
That's right. Now, what do we have to do? We have to glue the cups onto the cardboard. Now, glue here is our vocabulary word, and it's spelled G-L-U-E, glue.Glue here is a verb and it means to stick things together tightly. Now, what do we use to stick things together? We use glue, which is a noun. So, for example, I can glue the two pieces of paper together with glue. So this is really fun. So glue here can also be a verb when you put two things together and you stick it together tightly. And it also can be a noun as well, which is the thing we use to stick it together. Now, for example, we can use it in a sentence like this.Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter. Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter.
Glue 就是粘住这样的意思，其实它是从胶水来的一个概念，但是在这里是当做动词哦。所以它的动词三态就是 glue, glued, 直接接 D, glued.OK, 像是 I glued the pieces of the cup back together, 也太厉害了吧。
那
杯子破掉的话怎么 glue it back? OK, now, glue can also mean something really fun, 就是说眼睛一直盯着或者是说你一直待一个地方。OK, 像是我们常会说 glue to the television, that means you watch television all day long. 就是你一直眼睛盯着这个电视机然后一动也不动这样的意思。
Now,A lot of people glue, their eyes are glued on their smartphones. Yeah, I know.
低头族 OK. 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Jim, 他在寄信之前在信封上面粘了一张邮票。
All right, so next, what do we have to do? Asher asks, do I put them in order? Okay, when you put things in order, it means to put it in the right order. So, for example, it could be from smallest to largest. Mm-hmm. It could be an ABC order, so A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So, in order just means you put it in some kind of organized way.
That's right. Okay, 这时候 Asher 就说，诶，那我需要按照顺序放吗？ Okay, in order 就是按照顺序，可能是按照像是 number 啊， okay, 数字啦，像在这里一到三十，应该是按照一二三四吧。
Right, I think here it should definitely be 1, 2, right. In the number format.
Right.
Okay, so Polly says, yes, start with number one. Put 7 cups in each row and the extra cup in the last row. Okay, so okay. What we have to do is we have all our cups prepared.
Right.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, we have to put 7 cups in a row, mm-hmm. and the extra cup in the very, very last one.
Okay. Oh, I see. 所以 Polly 就说没错，从数字一开始，然后七个放一排，我猜那个就是 days of the week,、
mm-hmm.
一星期有七天嘛。然后呢，那个多出来的杯子，哎，就放在最后一排哦。
Exactly. So how do we arrange it or how do we put it in order? We need to put it in a row. Now, row here is our word power word. It's spelled R-O-W, row. Row here is a noun and it means a straight line where things are next to each other. So row is usually horizontal. It's from left to right or right to left, whichever way, but it's always horizontal. Now we also see the word columns. Now column is vertical, it means it's up and down. Now where do we see rows and columns? We often see them in movie theaters when you need to find your seat. Okay, let's take a look at row in a sample sentence. We can say, Alisa is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom. Alisa is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom.
Just like me, because I'm so tall.
I know.
Okay, 我们来看一下 row, 就是行或是排。它通常是横的，因为我常常搞混 row 跟 column。
Mm-hmm.
不过刚刚 Tiffany 就解释 row 就是横的 ,column, 栏是直的哦。Okay, 像是呢，如果我们在一个教室里面，我们就可能会看到 the desks are arranged in 6 rows. 哦、mm-hmm. ，就六排的这个桌子。Okay, 那常常呢，哎，我们一定可能要看 concert, 要看演唱会。会，我们当然是要抢这个 front row seat, but not at a movie theater. Okay,、
oh, no.
在电影院如果第一排
neck is gonna
你可能会对，你会死掉，就是嗯，很累。
You're gonna have a sore neck.
And if it's like a 3-hour movie, oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh my God.
好了，我们回到刚刚例句 ，Alisa 她很高，所以她通常都坐在教室的后排。
Were you like that when you were in school?
I was. That's why、oh. I got short-sighted. 因为我一直看到你。Say hello. 好远哦。
Oh man, that sucks.、
Mm.
Oh well. Anyways, next the article says. So we see another scenario.、
Mm-hmm.
So remember, they're doing all these things, preparing their calendar, and then the scenario says they finish making the calendar, meaning they put everything in the rows and stuff like that.
好酷哦，所以接着他们就将这个日历做好咯。
Okay, now Polly asks a question. She says, how much money can you spend each day?、
Oh.
That's actually a very important one.
Okay,、mm. 所以呢，这时候我们就要来醒思，想一下，哎，你每天都会花多少钱呢？ Polly 问 Asher.、
Mm, Asher says, about $400 NT.
Mm.好少哦
yeah,
compared to us.
I know, I think I spend like maybe at least.
因为吃的就一定会超过400啊。
Yeah, exactly.、
嗯、okay, 我们来看一下 Polly 怎么说呢。
Polly says, then put $400 NT in each cup. If you spend less than that, put the rest of the money in the extra cup. Oh, that makes sense. So every day you kind of set yourself a budget or a limit of $400. If you spend under that, you take、mm-hmm. all that change and the extra money、
That's、
and you put it in the、
funny.
Last extra cup.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay.
I see.
好，这时候 Paul 就说，那么就在每个杯子里面放进台币400元。那如果你花的钱低于400的话，你就把剩余的钱放在哪里？就是没错，多出来那个杯子里面啦。
Mm-hmm.
The rest of 就是剩余的这样子的意思。像是我们可能会提到，就是 we finish the rest of the cake， 就是剩下来没有吃完的那个蛋糕，就是 the rest of the cake。
Mm-hmm. Next, Asher says, I get it. This is a great way to save money.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Ash 就是我懂了，这真的是一个存钱的好方法。不过其实呢，我觉得如果要让你的日历看起来更精美、更漂亮，你上面可以装饰它。You can add some decorations.
Definitely. I would definitely do that.
I know, right? And then maybe like put some
stickers. Draw stuff on there to make it cute. So you want to get motivated to actually save money, right?
所以你们就可以让你的存钱日记看起来更漂亮、更独特。那像我们这么 fashionable， 我们当然上面会有非常棒的装饰，让我们看的时候就有动力，更想要存钱。
That's right. All right. So I think we need to go to our magic box first.
We do.
And then we'll be right back for our review time.
Review time.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hi all, welcome to today's Magic Box. 大家听完今天的课程，有没有就决定好好存钱了呢？超简单的，一天只要400块的额度。如果你没有花那么多的话呢， All you need to do is put the rest of the money in the extra cup. 咦，所以 the rest of the money 就是指剩下的钱吗？可是这怎么跟我们之前学到的 rest 不一样啊？我们不是常在说 get some rest， 多休息一下。Rest 是休息的意思啊。其实呢 ，rest 前面加上 the 以后呢 ，the rest 也有一个非常常见的意思，就是指剩下来的或者是剩余的部分。如果说呢要讲明是什么东西剩下的部分的话呢，只要再加上 the rest of the blah 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 就可以咯。所以呢，像是我们课文里面就是 the rest of the money， 钱剩下来的部分就是剩余的钱啦。或者是呢，像我刚刚下午茶点了蛋糕吃不完，我也可以说 Who wants to eat the rest of the cake? Who wants to eat the rest of the cake? 有谁想要吃我剩下来的蛋糕呢？哈哈，等我教完大家这个用法呢，其实我今天也就没有事情干啦。 I don't have anything planned for the rest of the day. I don't have anything planned for the rest of the day. 那其实呢，你也不一定要说 the rest of something，单用 the rest 也是行得通的。这时候呢，它是一个代名词的用法，用来表示呢前面有讲过的东西它剩下来的部分。例如呢 I only like the first song on this album, the rest are not so good. I only like the first song on this album, the rest are not so good. 我只喜欢这张专辑的第一首歌而已，其他的呢都没有很好听。有注意到我说 the restare 吗？那是因为呢，现在指的是 the rest of the songs on this album， 就是代替复数可数名词。那动词呢，当然也要配合使用 are 的啊。那如果呢，今天是代替一个不可数的名词，需要用单数的动词啦。像是呢 ，I'll only keep some of the money and the rest is for you。I'll only keep some of the money and the rest is for you. 我只会留一点点钱，剩下的就给你啦。那这里的 the rest 就是指呢不可数名词钱剩下的部分，所以当然呢就会用 is 咯。 Alright， 换我来考考大家啦。监狱的英文呢是 prison， 那如何要用英文说那名坏人在监狱度过他的余生呢？
The answer isThe bad guy spends the rest of his life in prison.
你有答对吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Alright, so today it's our review time. Now what we're going to do is we're going to fill in the blanks. So I'm going to give you a sentence and you have to guess what word we need to use.
好啊。
Okay? Alright, so...do you have any blank money for
extra?
That's right. Okay, I would like a blank of coffee, please.
Oh, coffee. So, 我要一杯 What do you need to drink? Cup.
Exactly. Okay. Now, we need to blank the two pieces of paper together.
Stick.
No, close. What do we use to...
Glue.
That's right.
Just kidding.
Yeah, she was giving you guys a chance.
I know.
All right. So, next one is, we are sitting in blank five Seat 23. No, close. It's the left to right one. That's right.
好了，我都是给你们机会，因为每次都猜对 ，right?
I know you. She's
so nice.
Yeah, thank goodness. So row. Remember, row is like, for example, when you go to a movie theater. Okay, row can also be a verb as well.
Hello.
That's not in our article today, but we hope you guys enjoyed the article. You can save money this way as well, and of course, your money can always change. You can change it for $400 to $200 to whatever works best for you.
Oh, 真的耶、mm-hmm. 其实我们大家存的钱不是一定要一天400块，你们自己用你们的状况来去衡量哦。 Okay, we're out of time. We have to go. Bye!
Bye!
Save money with this DIY calendar.
Do you have 32 paper cups?
Yep.
Okay, on each cup,Write a number from 1 to 31.
What should I do with the extra cup?
We don't need to use it yet.
They prepare the cups.
Now, glue the cups to this piece of cardboard.
Do I put them in order?
Yes. Start with number 1. Put 7 cups in each row, and the extra cup in the last row.
They finish making the calendar.
How much money can you spend each day?
About 400 NT dollars.
Then, put 400 NT dollars in each cup. If you spend less than that, put the rest of the money in the extra cup.
I get it. This is a great way to save money.
Cup.Cup. The waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee. The waiter filled the cup with some hot coffee. Extra. Extra. You can stay at our house tonight.We have an extra room. You can stay at our house tonight. We have an extra room. Glue, 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 glued, glued. Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter.Jim glued a stamp on the envelope before he sent the letter. Row, row. Aliza is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom. Aliza is tall, so she usually sits in the back row of the classroom.